The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, giving you all the dirt on dirt track racing and the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. Be ready to sit on the edge of your seat, courtesy of these great businesses.
Ryan's Roofing, LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, IMT, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire and Automotive, McCluskey Appliance, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Stellar Industries, and Hancock County Health System.
Now here's Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor.
Hello and welcome to the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, high above the Hancock County Speedway, inside the VIP booth and the press box. Zarin Eggestahl with you tonight on KIOW. AJ Taylor is on a different assignment, and we are joined this evening by Brad Hiscox and Chris Madsen. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Great.
Doing good.
Awesome. We are excited for another great night of racing here at the Hancock County Speedway. Track preparation is underway already, and it's starting to look fantastic out there. First of all, let's talk about the track itself. And what are they doing right now? I mean, we're still a little bit away from racing, and they're already out there. They've been out there for quite a while working on the track. So what are they doing this early?
Well, let's go back a week.
Okay.
Last week, after they got done racing, they worked out here from probably, I think they said 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Reshaping the track, redoing the track, and getting everything all fixed up. And right now, they're just out there putting some water on there and trying to get some moisture in the track and keep it nice and moist for all night long.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they were out there late trying to expand. I saw they were, you know, putting things on Facebook. They're really good about doing that as well and trying to expand and make multiple lanes of racing. And just adds the excitement, right?
You bet.
Yes. They're trying to get back up to where they can be like 3 lanes of traffic down on the track there in the corners and stuff, so we see some decent racing.
Yeah, or side
really
by
good,
side.
Yeah, side by side. Want to see some slide jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's wonderful. As the water's going down here at the track, let's talk. Let's fast back up a little bit. Let's go back to last week. It was the Trollson Auto Parts night, and Brad, you have a story to tell about Russ Trollson, right?
Yes, sir. Rusty was a race car driver years ago, and this year he is being inducted into the Kossuth County Speedway Racing Hall of Fame, and that's August 4th. So if you guys want to go over to the races over there in Algona and watch Rusty get inducted into there, congratulations to Russ. Used to go over there to watch him race quite often. He raced with my uncles. And
raced here when the track first opened up.
Yep. Okay. He was part of the
original
group,
bunch. Yep. Helped build the
part
track.
Part of their group that was out here building the track. Yeah. Rusty's been involved in the racing quite a bit. And congratulations to Russ.
Yeah. Big congrats.
Talk about that Hall of Fame for people that don't know what it is and why somebody would be inducted into that.
Well, I guess a guy should be talking to Chad Meyer. He's the one that's got kind of in charge of it. The big museum that's over there,
the Ag Museum that's got the Kossuth County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
Yep.
They've also got a section in there for the racing.
Yeah.
Because Kossuth County Raceway's been there for a long, long time.
Years.
So that's why they started doing that, inducting some of the locals around there.
I remember Stan Riedel. He was telling us some stories when we was over there in the pits when we was helping the guys out racing. And Stan was over there racing his truck. And he was saying, yep, I remember racing my bicycle on this track. So
it used to be a half miler.
Yeah, that used to be a half mile.
I can't believe that.
Yep, and so they shortened it up a little bit. And, yeah, it's been there for quite a few years. Old Stan, he's
still got the big old wooden grandstands that you sit in. And,
yep, so it's been around a long time. They got that museum over there. If you ever get a chance to go over there and go through that museum, go through it.
Definitely. I've been through it. It's not just
race cars. They have a big train setup deal in there for model trains.
Tractors. It actually was an ag museum to start out with.
Yep. It's really, really interesting. Just like the one we have out here, our ag museum out here. It's very interesting also. But, they induct, I think they're, what is it, Chris, 5 guys that gets inducted every year?
I believe so.
Yeah, so Joe Ringsdorf and his Marion.
His wife first passed away, and now he's remarried, so all 3 of them are getting inducted.
Yep, they're getting inducted also, so congratulations to them guys also.
Joe used to run here,
yep.
Promoter here.
Yep.
And he was also the promoter in Algona and Mason City and
Spencer, Fairmont.
Fairmont, yep. Okay. Wow. So he's been around for quite a while. So congratulations to them guys also.
So it's just something where it's not necessarily a driver or promoter, but just anybody that's had an impact on racing that can get inducted into that.
Because as a matter of fact, last year, 2 years ago, I think it was, what's the name of the Schroeders? Schroeders that did the parts. They bring a trailer full of parts for the racers. If they have something broke, they can go up to their trailer, get tires, get broken a part for their broken car to fix and get the car back going again. They were inducted a couple years ago. Even people that just anything that has to do, helps out with racing.
They have a big race store down in Iowa Falls that you can go down there and whatever.
Who else?
I mean, any kind of racing parts you can get from them guys.
Well, last year, they inducted somebody and they didn't know if he had any relatives that could come and get the plaque. Who was that guy?
I don't recall that right off the top of my head.
Yeah, we'll think about it. We got a little bit to go on the show here, so.
We were talking about the track a moment ago, but throughout the season, we mentioned that they're trying to make it wider and trying to transition things. So the races that you guys have seen this season, how has the racing been out there?
The first two races were very, very good, I thought.
Yeah, it was pretty competitive.
My own personal opinion.
I think the Hobby Stocks last week were probably the best show.
Yeah.
They put on a real good show.
Last week, the track turned a little dry as far as I was concerned. Some people
in the turns, they had some problems with pockets of dry spots. And
dry spots.
So hopefully it's getting that fixed tonight. So. That's what they were talking about last week after the races. They went out there right after the races and started working on the track because they wanted to try to get rid of that, the dry spots in it.
Right. And that's got to be what's cool. You guys just mentioned, last week you're talking about the Hobby Stocks were so good. That's got to be what's cool about the IMCA and here at the Hancock County Speedways. You never know which class is going to be. It's not always, wait for the modifieds or wait for the sports. We never know which class is going to be that entertaining.
Right.
So you got to come out and watch.
You bet.
Yep. I just hope that it's a nice, tacky track tonight and, keeps the dust down so the crowd don't get all full of dust and dirt and everything. But, hey, you're at a dirt track. So if you don't have some dirt in your beer, you're not at
a
dirt track.
Exactly. That's what dirt racing is all about. Yep. A little dirt in your beer or your soda pop or whatever or in your food or
a little extra.
When you go home and you clean out your ear, your finger turns black. It's like, wow.
How does the temperature and weather play into the racing surfaces? Obviously, if it rains hard, that's when we unfortunately have the nights where we know where it doesn't happen, and these guys do a great job of trying to make sure it happens. But how about weather? How does weather play in?
Like today, a sunny day like today, it's going to keep the sun's beating down that track. It's going to keep drying out. So he's out there right now. Run around again with some more water. So he's going to keep doing that until right before race time. Just keep that moisture in there and hopefully keep it nice and tacky. But, it depends on how many cars you get to. If you get a lot of cars run on, it'll dry it out pretty quick too.
Yep.
So,
yep. Another thing that, like today, it wasn't real humid.
Right. It was.
Your humidity is going to make a big difference. Like that one night, the Monday night of the
Landis night?
Sport Mods.
It was humid, hot,
and muggy, and the motors were. They had to do some changing around of some jetting in the carburetors and stuff like that.
Yep.
But today it wasn't real humid out. The sun's beating down good. It's got some power to it, so it's drying it off. We got a little bit of a breeze. It's not too bad, but a little bit of a breeze, so it'll help dry it out too. But that's why they're out there putting more and more water on it.
What a beautiful night to bring the family out to the Hancock County Speedway as we're going to get underway racing in not too long from now. It's Riding Dirty live from the Hancock County Speedway. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more to talk about. We've got a lot of things to get through this evening and a great jam-packed show. So buckle your seatbelts, and we'll come back for more Riding Dirty right after this.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010. Specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. 5-star testimonials, highest rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship and unmatched pricing. Free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798. Or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Rich Froman, the new owner of McCluskey Appliance. In keeping with the McCluskey tradition, let's kick off summer with some exciting news. McCluskey Appliance is proud to introduce our new white glove delivery option. Need something delivered and installed on the weekend? Look no further. Want to replace that old dishwasher and need it installed? We've got you covered. Shop McCluskey Appliance in Mason City and Garner.
Rock your next party with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, a full-service production company for weddings, reunions, or any special event. Give Brad or Brennan a call at 641-251-1761. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Call 641-251-1761.
Welcome back here to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt worldwide on KIOW and B103 and plus worldwide on KIOW.com and on Facebook. We got a lot of great things still to get through. Last week, there was a lot of kids on hand as the kid race is going on, but also tonight is a special kind of night for kids as they're going to be giving away a bike this evening for the young fans out there. How awesome is that for this track and this community to not only just be worried about racing and be worried about the things on the track, but also the community and giving back to the community a little bit?
Oh, I think it's great. They've given away bikes quite often here. And usually it's a men's or a boys' bike and a girls' bike. But I tell you what, last week when them kids got to ride in them race cars going around the track there, and they just absolutely love it. I remember years ago when they used to do that all the time, and those kids were just screaming and hollering, yeah. It's a fun deal. So the kids get out there and they can get to inside that car and see what it's like.
The feel, the hear, the roar of it.
Yes, it's something else for them kids to do, and they absolutely loved it.
Tonight's races are also sponsored by Pritchard Auto Company, and we've got five classes of IMCA racing going on here at the Hancock County Speedway this evening as they are battling out for huge purses. And even the Casey Nielsen Cash Dash is going on.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in just a moment. Gates are open. They opened up at 5 o'clock, just top of the hour. Hot laps are at 7 o'clock, so that's still plenty of time. If you're inside the KIOW listening area and listening to this right now, you have time to get here before hot laps, even hot laps start,
right.
And then with the racing to follow at 7 p.m. You can also find more information on Facebook at the Hancock County Speedway. .com. Both of those places are great places. So let's talk about the Casey Nielsen Cash Dash and all about that. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, that's – thank you, Casey Nielsen, for
no
doing
kidding.
This.
Yes.
I'm glad to see they brought that back, the Cash Dash deal. I believe it's a top four in each heat gets to get into the Cash Dash. And I believe that the modified is a $400 to win. I think it's $300 for stocks, and I think it's $200 for sport mods, $100
for hobby.
I believe that's what
something
it is.
Something like that.
But I tell you what, Casey Nielsen stepped up and did that, and it is a real good deal. I mean, it's more racing for the fans to watch, and, you know, the guys get out there and they get after it. They want that extra money, a little extra spending money, especially for fuel these days now.
Yeah.
And speaking of extra money,
yeah,
they are paying drivers to come here tonight. It's, I think, 50 cents per mile one way, from anywhere from $10 to $75. They'll pay drivers, modified drivers, because the count for modified is pretty low, and they're trying to get that up. So they're trying to get more modified drivers from different areas to come down here. So they're paying them up to $75 one way to come here and race,
right.
And along with you can win some cash dash, along with you can win the feature and all that money.
That's good. I'm glad to see they're trying to bring the modifieds in here and get that count back up there where it should be at, you know, so we can have like 15, 20 modifieds out there racing at a time.
Go into a little bit more depth on the cash dash. So you mentioned top four in each heat, then are qualified, and then it's top finisher in the feature. How does that work?
The winner. The winner gets the cash.
Yep. Just one guy gets paid in that there.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, go ahead. Go
like
ahead.
You're saying, four in the heat. So basically the reason why that is because there's probably usually only two heats. Yeah. If they have more cars, they'll probably be different. Probably be like three or two cars per heat.
Yep.
But it'll end up, it'll be like maybe 6 to 8 cars out there.
And the gas
station. And they're just running, what, 8 laps, I think they run.
I believe it is 8 laps, yes.
And they run 8 laps, and the winner gets to go pull up in the front of the
victory lane
there, and Rod.
Ryan hands
Ryan up. Ryan Hiscox will hand him
cash right out to him.
So it's additional other than the feature. It's
right.
Additional
oh, yeah, right.
to the feature.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was trying to, just yep. so people know. So it's yep. additional to the feature, so that's an extra race that's out
an
there.
An added yep. incentive, yep.
Yep. So every night, you know, like with you, the cash shield, there's extra 4 races every night. So there's more racing to see out there than most tracks. And I tell you what, the cash.
Speaking of extra races, we got cruisers tonight, too.
Oh, that's right.
And yes. if you don't know what cruisers are, it's an old, like, Caprice 4-door, something like that.
Okay.
And they put a roll cage in it.
Yeah.
The driver has the steering wheel and brakes, and the passenger person has the gas.
Wow.
So the passenger person runs the gas while the other guy gets to steer and brake it.
So you really have to have some communication
oh,
with that.
Oh, yeah.
They can't have,
it's fun to
can't
watch.
Have headsets like we got here, but no, it's pretty watch fun to watch over there going. And they can only run on 7 cylinders.
Okay.
So they got to have a spark plug taken or not taken out, but disconnected.
Wow. Wow. How, I mean, you guys have said you've seen it before. I mean, that's pretty Al cool.
Gilman
I mean,
runs
is it how fun is it, and why is it something that somebody should come watch?
It gets pretty crazy. And yeah. It's interesting because, you know, like I said, you got one guy steering and the other guy's running the gas. So, right. like, if he and goes in the corner and the other guy decides to gun it, all of a sudden he's spinning around. There's cars darting each way to avoid hitting him. And
if I remember correctly, there is no cautions in this unless it's something serious.
Okay.
So if you spin out,
you're in trouble.
You better get going, otherwise, you know, they're just going to come around.
I think they throw the caution anyway. I don't know.
I know that's the way it used to be. I don't know for sure now. But
you're thinking of enduro races, probably.
Well, enduros, yeah.
Enduros,
there is no caution there.
Yeah, unless there's something blocking the track. Right. I ran a couple of those, so I know.
Yeah. Zarin, you used to help out with somebody here out.
Yeah.
That used to race out here.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
know exactly what we're talking about.
I have been around the Speedway a little bit. I mean, it's so much fun to come out here and watch the races and see the cruisers and to see everything that the Hancock County Speedway has to offer. I've been to a lot of tracks, obviously. And, you know, I mean, this one is definitely. Definitely my favorite for sure. I mean,
your home track for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So make sure you come out tonight for the Hancock County Speedway and the races that are going to go on here. 5 classes of IMCA cars that are going to be going on this evening. Get the classes for everybody.
Oh, you want the classes or you want the points? Or?
We'll talk about the points. Yeah, you
all
can
right,
talk about the
points later. But we got modified, sport mods, stock cars, hobby stocks, and sport compact. And tonight only, the cruisers.
Awesome. A great group of cars. It's been a great lineup here at the Hancock County Speedway so far this season. We've got a great group of sponsors that help us out and help this show possible as well. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. There's more Riding Dirty to come, though, right here on KIOW and worldwide at KIOW.com, along with on B103 on Facebook as well. We are on a lot of different platforms coming to you here from the Hancock County Speedway. We'll be right back on Riding Dirty.
Gentlemen, start your engines. The green flag drops tonight at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, your home of Friday night fast family affordable fun. See the best of the best. 5 IMCA classes plus the Outlaw Mini Mods battle it out for huge purses. And a chance at the Casey Nielsen Cash Dash. Make sure to bring the kids too for the candy toss. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get more info on Facebook or at HancockCountySpeedway.com.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Hi, I'm Hunter McNeese. McNeese Tire and Automotive is your vehicle and ag tire supplier, offering full service in the shop, on the farm, or even roadside assistance. For parts, service, or tires, call 843-3536. McNeese Tire, Highway 18 West in Britt.
Hancock County Health System has offered patient-centered care since 1953. The health system operates 4 family practice clinics in Britt, Garner, Canal, and Wesley, as well as a hospital. Hancock County Health System, your health, our care, a lasting partnership.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter from across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
Welcome back here to the Hancock County Speedway in Britt as we are set for races here just after a little bit. 7 o'clock is hot laps tonight. The gates are open right now. The pits are also open as the cars have started to come in. Quite a few cars that are already lining the pit area as they are getting set for this evening's races. The watering is going on at the track right now, so it's going to be a very moist track. Going to be getting a lot of moisture in the track tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of things going on here at the Hancock County Speedway this evening. There will be a giveaway for a bike for the kiddos that will happen at intermission this evening. As it was mentioned previously, the modified drivers are being paid 50 cents a mile one way with tonight to come and race. Grandstand admission, $12 for adults, $6 for teens, 13 to 18, and kids 12 and under are free to get in here. So a wonderful price to get in here to the sure. Hancock County Speedway.
Can't find any better entertainment for that price.
No, exactly, exactly. Anywhere else you go, you're going to be paying for that for more for the kind of entertainment that you're going to be getting out here. I mean, you can pay you know, for cheap entertainment, but this is definitely not. This is a great entertainment. You're with 5 classes of modifieds, plus the cruisers. We just talked about it. The 2-man cruisers are going to be here as well. The cash dash is going on. I mean, there's just so many things. It sounds like every time we come back, every time we talk about it, it's like we can just keep mentioning a ton of stuff. Well, that's because there's so much stuff going on here at the Hancock County Speedway, especially here this evening with races tonight. Let's talk a little bit about your guys' experience. When was your guys' first experience maybe at the Hancock County Speedway and then maybe with racing in general?
Oh, wow. First one at Hancock County Speedway was actually helping build it.
Wow. Yeah. Helping build
building this, the actual tower we're sitting in.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
It was all open as they put the floors up and steps in. They had no walls on. They just had the everything. Floors and
it was unbelievable to help build this thing. And my dad and trying to think of the guy's can't think of the guy's name that helped.
Think about it. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting old, you know.
Brain fart.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah. But, no, they got it all built up here and everything. And a couple guys says, I don't know how long that's going to last. I think the wind might blow it over. And
they put cables
Gerald Redenius was the other gentleman that was in charge of building this. And they said that thing is not going to blow over. They got, like, it's like 3/4-inch cable in every corner in this thing.
Running through the walls.
Yeah, running through the walls, down the post and everything. And how many years? It's been 28, 29 years now. It's still standing.
95, alive in 95. So do the math there.
95, yeah. Wow, that was my next question to you guys. When in 95? So from that time to now, how has the racing changed?
Oh, it's been, I don't know. The cars have been changed. The ruling on, you know, IMC's rules have all changed.
I would say not a whole lot. I mean,
no, not a whole lot, but just basically the ruling from IMCA, you know, on how the cars are built, stuff like that. That's about
safety standards and stuff like that.
They've taken the track and changed the shape of the track here since it's been built, but they've got it back to about what it was when it was built.
I'd like to get back to that. When you first started the show, you said something about widening the track, and the listeners might be thinking is like they actually put more dirt to make it wide. No, they didn't actually do that. They just made the track so that there's more spots you can run, the lower, middle, the upper middle to the high side of the turns.
Yeah.
More grooves of the race.
So the track is still the same width. It's just they're talking about wider places to run.
Yep, that's it.
And while we're on that, I mean, how is the Hancock County Speedway? I mean, how is it? I mean, it improves all the time. How does it keep improving? I mean, how has it improved over the years?
Oh, just the promoters have done a fantastic job of keeping the track in shape. There's very few times that I've seen in the springtime that the track has been so rough. There has been a few times, but
very rare.
They've kept this track in really good shape. They've improved it by putting in new lighting since the track has been built. the VIP tower here alone. They've got the huge deck out there, and I tell
you
what,
it used to be down below.
Yep. If you ever get a chance to come and be in the VIP tower, it's the best spot in the house. I'll tell you that.
You bet.
Stand out there in the on the deck there, or if you want, sit right here where we're at right now.
And air conditioning, yeah.
And you know,
it's not as noisy.
Yeah, not noisy, but you can still hear Chad. We got the speakers in here and everything. So, but they've added on to this place here. They put the announcer's tower right next door to here, and built onto the deck here, so it's a lot bigger.
Yep, expanded it.
So it's come along. They've done some improving. They've bought more ground for parking, for the track.
East side there, yeah.
Because
bigger grandstands, yep, over the years, so there's more seating. But that's basically because during the fair they get a really good crowd here for the fair, so that's why they. But it'd be nice to see them on regular race night. Try to fill these stands a little more.
I know
they get a good crowd.
Speaking of fair, we got the big Hobo 100 coming up during the fair too. That's gonna be a big race out here. So it's during the fair you get the grandstands are full, so it's you want to get here early, and especially on Saturday night for the All Out Destruction. That these grandstands, it's standing room only.
Oh yeah,
it's unseen, or I just can't say how crazy it is how many people come. I was sitting in there, and there's people from Minneapolis, Minnesota, that drive down just to see this thing.
Wow, yeah, that's incredible.
But yeah, the Hobo 100 is coming up, and then and it's hobos. I mean, we got Hobo Day weekend. That's the night of 1,000 stars and night 10,000 stars. So that's a big race that night. So, and that though. Yep. Oh yeah, the John Landier Memorial Race is coming up
next weekend.
Next weekend. So.
Oh, well, it's a Wednesday, yeah.
It's a Wednesday night.
The
yeah,
date. I mean, think about looking at the date.
Wednesday.
July 6th.
Thanks, Angie. That's why she's here.
That's
yeah,
the hardest
right,
working producer. Reminders.
There you go. There you go. You're listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIOW B103 plus worldwide at KIOW.com and Facebook. We'll be right back here on KIOW and B103.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010. Specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials, highest-rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship and unmatched pricing. Free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798. Or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Rich Froman, the new owner of McCluskey Appliance. In keeping with the McCluskey tradition, let's kick off summer with some exciting news. McCluskey Appliance is proud to introduce our new white glove delivery option. Need something delivered and installed on the weekend? Look no further. Want to replace that old dishwasher and need it installed? We've got you covered. Shop McCluskey Appliance in Mason City and Garner.
Rock your next party with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, a full-service production company for weddings, reunions, or any special event. Give Brad or Brennan a call at 641-251-1761. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Call 641-251-1761.
Welcome back here to the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. Zerdig is still with you for a few more minutes on our greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty, going on from the press box. And we've got points, of course. That's another great thing about the Hancock County Speedway is they keep track of points. They have a track
weekly
champion. So
weekly, the guys run for points.
Let's talk about the points.
All right. Starting out the modifieds, we got Nick Meyer of Whittemore leading with 110 points, followed by Jeremy Mills with 107, Cody Connect with 104, Kelly Shryock with 77, and Todd Steinhart with 71.
Tight in the top three.
Yeah. In the stock cars, we have Chad Palmer of Renwick at 113 points, Kelly Schrock also runs a stock car, modified and stock car.
Wow.
So he's jumping in and out all night.
There you go.
He's at 105 points. Heath Tulp, who was a big winner last week, at third with 104 points. McCain Jennings of Algona at 102 points. And Wayne Landier at 102 points. Speaking of Wayne Landier, you got the
John Landier Memorial.
This Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday night, presented by Landier Family and Doug Studer Farms. And they also have the Nelson and Sons Farms King of the Hill that night. So that'll be another special deal going on.
Stock car points nice and close and tight there, too.
Oh, yes.
Let's see, where we got? Sport Mods. Sport Mods, we have Alec Fett. The Fett brothers, Alec is first and Colby in second, 79 points and then 76 points. George Dornman in third from Mason City at 74 points. Matthew Hansen from Clemmie at 68 points. And Justin Raymond of Burt at 68 points.
Top three there is close to it.
Yeah. So, well, it's early in the season, so.
Yep.
Hobby stocks, we have Josh Seidels of Emmitsburg with 115 points. Chris Krug of Emmitsburg with 114 points. Steve Wickman of Emmitsburg with 108 points. A lot of Emmitsburg people. Colby Gopal of Britt, 98 points. And then Blaine Hansen with 97 points. Who did I get? I got stock car, modified sport mods I got, and hobby stocks. Oh, sport compact. Sport compact, we got Jay Lang from Humboldt with 109 points. Lucas Parsons of Burt with 106 points. Max Heimbach of Mason City for 103 points. Charles Prime of Britt, 101 points. And then Ariana Prothman of Algona with 97 points.
Wow.
Those are your points.
Wow, a lot of tight races in there. We'll come back here in just a moment. We got to take another break. We'll come back as Ride and Dirty going on live from the Hancock County Speedway in Britt.
Gentlemen, start your engines. The green flag drops tonight at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, your home of Friday night fast family affordable fun. See the best of the best. Five IMCA classes plus the Outlaw Mini Mods battle it out for huge purses. And a chance at the Casey Nielsen Cash Dash. Make sure to bring the kids too for the candy toss. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get more info on Facebook or at HancockCountySpeedway.com.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Hi, I'm Hunter McNeese. McNeese Tire and Automotive is your vehicle and ag tire supplier, offering full service in the shop, on the farm, or even roadside assistance. For parts, service, or tires, call 843-3536. McNeese Tire, Highway 18 West in Britt.
Hancock County Health System has offered patient-centered care since 1953. The health system operates 4 family practice clinics in Britt, Garner, Canal, and Wesley, as well as a hospital. Hancock County Health System, your health, our care, a lasting partnership.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter from across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
Welcome back here to the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. High above the Hancock County Speedway in the press box area here as we are getting set. The gates are open right now. The pits are open as well. The grandstands are opened up. Hot laps are starting about an hour and a half from now at 7 o'clock with the racing to go on after that. It's going to be a great night here at the Hancock County Speedway. Final thoughts, guys?
I think it's going to be a good night of racing around here. Chad Myers over here getting the PA all set up and ready to go, and track's out there getting some water put on it. I tell you what, I think it's going to be a good night for racing. It's going to be a nice night. I think the temperature is supposed to drop down a little bit. Nice cool night. Nice breeze coming out of the north there.
Can't ask for better weather.
No. And just want to wish everybody out there a happy 4th of July weekend.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's Chris Madsen. Brad Hiscox. I'm Zarin Agastal. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in to Ride and Dirty. Really appreciate it. If you heard a sponsor on tonight's business broadcast, go out, patronize those businesses, and tell them that you appreciate their support of Riding Dirty, us at KOW, and everybody at the Hancock County Speedway this evening.
See you at the races.
Yeah, we'll see you at the races at 7 o'clock for Hot Laps tonight. I'm Zernick Estelle saying goodbye from the Hancock County Speedway.
The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, was brought to you by these great businesses:
Ryan's Roofing LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, IMT, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire and Automotive, McCluskey Appliance, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Stellar Industries, and Hancock County Health System.
Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, Fridays at 5:30 p.m.
High, stoned, wasted, or drunk, no matter the term, impaired driving.